Chances were he'd have enjoyed a lot more sex before he got married as well. Because, let's face it, what woman didn't like a man in uniform? At the age of 57, however, there was no point dwelling on what might have been. Since taking early retirement in the spring, he now had plenty of time on his hands, time he was determined to use productively. He activated the zoom lens on his powerful Leica and raised it to his face. From his lookout post on the first floor of number 9, he had an excellent view of number 5, which lay almost directly opposite. It was less than a week since the new neighbor had moved in, and Angus was still in the data-gathering phase. He watched through the camera as the property's young female occupant moved through the house, from the bedroom to the bathroom, and back to the bedroom again, as she got ready for work. Even though his intention was to use the camera simply as a glorified pair of binoculars, he couldn't resist taking a couple of shots. One, as she lifted her arms in the air and stretched from side to side, causing the pajama top she was wearing to ride up, exposing an expanse of toned stomach. And another, as she brushed her long, silky hair in front of the full-length mirror. It was 7:09 precisely when she exited the property and climbed into her blue hatchback. Turning to the notebook at his side, Angus entered the time in the relevant column. It wouldn't be long before he had built up a picture of her shift pattern, enabling him to predict precisely when she would be away from the house. The information was invaluable for home security purposes, or at least, that was what he would have said if anyone had challenged him on his unusual behavior. The truth, however, was something rather different.